now joined by tonight's race winner, driver of the number 81 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota, Chandler Smith. We will get right to questions, so if you have a question for Chandler, please raise your hand. We'll start over here with Jonathan.
Jonathan Field, the racing experts. You know, you've been close multiple times already this season. How big is it to finally break through and get this win?
Yeah, no, it's definitely good. First win with Joe Gibbs Racing, first win back with Toyota Racing after you know, my little departure last year. So happy to be back with Joe Gibbs, or happy to be back with Toyota Racing, be with Joe Gibbs Racing, and looking to rack up more.
We will come right up here.
Chandler Smith, Cooper Insplays RadioOnline.com. Your second practice, your second qualifying, looked like you were going to finish second in the race. You know, what was your thought process, you know, late in the going until Justin obviously had that unfortunate blown tire?
Yeah, I definitely hate it for those guys. I've been in a position like that, and it's mentally hard on the driver. You have a good car, you drive away from, I mean, we were dominating a little bit there for a bit, so to be as good as he was there then and something like that happened, it's heartbreaking, so I hate it for those guys, but it just wasn't meant to be for him, and it's easy for me to say that sitting up here with the trophy going home with me tonight, but yeah, no, definitely. I was chipping away, trying to salvage a decent day. P2 wouldn't have been bad either, but we'll take them when we can get them.
We'll go to Bob Pockris and then right over here.
Not answering questions from you, Bob.
Well, I have two that you can choose not to answer. First is just how important is it to get – was it important to get a win this early coming back to Toyota and making this move to Gibbs?
Yes, of course, just because the simple fact of I'm here to win. I'm in Joe Gibbs Racing Equipment. Toyota is back to supporting me fully like they did before I went to college racing and be with Chevy. I've got everything at my disposal to win every single weekend. And I've been upset about, I was telling Cole Custer, I was like, dude, I'm upset. I keep qualifying second and then having these, I mean, they're good finishes, but we haven't won yet. So, those are upsetting, but it's a good thing to be upset about, right? Just, we need to manage expectations though. And keep on chipping away and keep this momentum on our side.
And John Hunter said he hadn't, when we talked to him, that he hadn't seen a replay, and you know he's sure you guys will talk. Kind of indicated it's Phoenix restart, but I'm curious what happened. What did you see from your end, and did you feel like it was Phoenix or just racing?
Yeah, it was definitely Phoenix. We'll talk about it Monday for sure, but it was just typical Phoenix restarts. Everybody's searching for real estate, and everybody runs out of it. And if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, it's just, I hate it for those guys for sure, though.
All right, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Michaela O'Bannon from the Lumberjack. So after Justin Allgaier crashed, how did your strategy change moving forward into overtime?
Well, first off, I asked my crew chief, Jeff Mendering Jabbo, how much better we were to all the guys out back, just so I kind of knew how we were stacking up compared to the people out back, if they were coming, if they were better than us at that point of the race, or if we were still driving away. And he said we were better. I don't know if we were or not. He's a little turd sometimes, and he'll shoot me straight when he says he wants to. But anyways, so just make sure that have a solid restart. Don't spin the tires. Get through turns one and two solid, and just hit your marks after that.
Do we have any additional questions? All right, Chandler, congratulations, and thank you for time.
Yep, thank you, guys.